Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files. Tulika Prah grew up traveling a lot. Almost every 3 years, her family moved to another country, mainly in Africa. For the past 6 years, the PhD student and self-taught filmmaker has been living in Berlin, but not without some African flavor. She likes to cook food she grew up with.
Okay, I was looking for a recipe for this Ghanaian dish called kontomire, which is basically you can use spinach instead of cocoyam leaves, which is what they use in Ghana. And then I just found all these really horrible pictures of what the food looked like. But I knew that it tasted good, so I wasn't too deterred by it. But I thought, why are these pictures so rubbish? Instead of being yet another person who's complaining about something, I could try to do it myself.
So last October, Prah went to Ghana to start her project, My African Food Map, an ongoing food series covering African cuisine. It's not like your typical food show. The 32-year-old filmed the cooking of four Ghanaian dishes in a poetic way, working to show a different view of African culture. The intimate atmosphere of her short video features are supported by music. She also recorded enthusiastic voices talking about their favorite food.
How they describe it is what makes you want to try it. And so I thought it would be good to have somebody whose favorite food that was and who said it in the most passionate way, and have them as the only voice in the video, really.
In an effort to introduce African food to a wide variety of people, Prah has made the My African Food Map videos available to view on YouTube.
I kind of want to demystify it. So everyone, I think when you say African food, they think it's something hectic or difficult flavor-wise or difficult to cook, ingredients are impossible to find. But actually, most of the time you can find, as I said, all the basic ingredients here.
So far, the filmmaker has financed the whole project herself. At a recent fundraising event in Berlin, she cooked a 3-course menu to raise some money for the next installments of a project.
I made groundnut soup, but groundnut soup is with chicken, but I made it with aubergine and carrots and peppers because there are a lot of vegetarians. And the other thing is, a lot of people think that African food is mainly meat-based, but it's really not. For example, in Ghana, most people enjoy eating fish. Fish is the most popular thing.
She also prepared light soup, jollof rice, beans and plantain, and mango fool.
And everybody loved it. There was not a single person that was and I say that with confidence because they came up to me and said it. I didn't ask them, so how did you find it? They actively came out and said, this is really good. And they almost seemed a little bit, some of them seemed a bit surprised that they would like it.
Her next food journey will be through Kenya. The ultimate goal of My African Food Map is to cover the entire continent. And although there's African food available in her current hometown, Berlin, it is nowhere near as easily available as Asian food. But in the future, Tulika Prah hopes to find it on any street corner.
It would be nice to, when I want to get a takeaway, to go and get jollof rice takeaway. Why not?
For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.